Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Testosterone meets radio estrogen. Radio estrogen in the form of Molly Page, the news sage. Radio testosterone, Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. And here I am in touch with both my masculine and feminine side. I am Doug Steffen, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Estrogen and testosterone play an important part in the New York prison break story. Because there is estrogen and testosterone, represented by Ms. Sears' Matt and Sweat, and estrogen by Ms. What's her name? Jennifer
Mitchell.
That's her name. It's
Joyce Mitchell.
Joyce Mitchell. That's it.
Yeah, right. She's the prison seamstress who authorities say helped the two convicted killers escape from the maximum security prison in upstate New York.
Authorities say that?
They do. Would you like to know which authorities?
Yeah, can you give me their names and phone numbers?
Mr. Robbins and Mr. Barenthal.
I'm teasing Molly today because of her news proclivity, which is the reason that she's here, because she offers credibility in a sea of suggestion. How's that?
Okay.
You like that?
He just likes to torture me.
Oh, that's
really what it comes to.
So Rachel,
well, also that. Yeah.
Yes. Right. All right. So what do we have on? This is the jailbreak story is sort of like old hat now. It's old news. But now we've got some new meat in the form of Rachel Dolezal, somebody new to pick at.
Well, we didn't finish with the seamstress story, though.
What else do we have to tell about her?
Again, we have sources confirming.
Sources.
Law enforcement, that she was actually intimately involved with one of the prison inmates, Richard Matt. And so they were having this affair.
Is he the good-looking one, or is he the ugly one? Which one is he?
I can't say either are good-looking. Are they? Am I wrong here?
They don't do anything for me.
Anybody want to call in?
Call 888-302-3684. Which one do you think is better-looking, Sweat or Matt?
Yikes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, she was having this affair with Matt, allegedly, and she also told police that there was a plan for the two to knock off her husband.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Rachel, let's get to Rachel.
All right. So she has resigned as president of the local branch of the NAACP and lost her position as a part-time African studies instructor at a local university, lost her job as a freelance newspaper
Why did she lose her job? Just because she's not black doesn't mean she didn't have the information. You could have the information and be too white. People can't teach black studies?
I guess because she lied about her ethnicity.
Ah, okay. But any fool could tell by looking at her that she wasn't black.
I'm apparently a fool. I couldn't tell the first time I saw the picture. I wouldn't have said, hey, she's posing as black. She looked a little John Boehner color.
Yeah, that's what I... Too much time in the salon.
Yeah, maybe a little too much
for the
orange.
Same reason, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, Kenny. All right, so what else?
There's a paint named after John Boehner's color now. I forgot
what the
color is.
There'll be a paint named after this woman, too, pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, this was just yesterday that she resigned.
Her world has crumbled in 24 hours.
Yeah.
End of the story. All right, speaking of people whose world has crumbled, we have seen the last, apparently, of Nasser al-Wayashi. Nasser al-Wayashi has bit the dust. Literally and figuratively, you can find his lips and his esophagus. I'm thinking that the bomb yesterday, the missile, probably dispatched his entire being, wouldn't you think? Not much left of him.
Speculate, yes.
Adios, muchachos. So we had the guy on Monday, was he an Al-Qaeda person too? Yeah, he was an Al-Qaeda guy too, right? So why are we killing all these Al-Qaeda people when they were busy killing ISIS members? Why don't we kill the ISIS? But why are we killing Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm happy to knock off as many of them as you can, but all this attention, 2 days, we knock off two leaders of Al-Qaeda. Last time I checked, Al-Qaeda wasn't anywhere near as dangerous as ISIS. Am I the only one who's thought that? Kenny, you got any comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, @Good Day on social media about this?
I don't see anything yet.
What is the matter?
I hate to say this, but you make an excellent point.
Thank you. Is that the first time you thought that?
Well, had to pony up.
Every once in a while, I come out with, that's what makes me endearing, charming, and delightful to listen to, because every once in a while, at least if I don't once a day come up with one of these, then I'm not worth my salt. So at some point, that's why you have to listen, folks, to the entire program, because I can't always be counted on to make the same sort of terse, intelligent comments at each moment and every hour of the program. I'm on the air for 6 hours a day, so
it's asking
you
a lot.
Listen, yeah, you got to listen a lot in order to get these gems. But I want to know, and I'll make my point again and then let's see where it goes, Kenny. Why is it we've made a big deal out of killing two leaders of Al-Qaeda in 2 days? Where's the same? I'm happy to bump off as many Al-Qaeda bums as we can do, but why not the same focus on ISIS? Seems to me they're a little more dangerous at this point than Al-Qaeda is. But I'm just saying. 888-302-3684. All right. So, Kenny, what do you have to justify your existence in social media?
Let's see. There's comments about Rachel.
Really?
Lovely Rachel.
What do they say? Come on. Let's hear about Rachel.
Okay. Bruce said, it's sad this woman threw her parents away for the sake of a fake persona. She needs some psychological help.
Amen to that, brother. She sure does. And it's sad, as I said before, that she would get this much attention, negative attention. We have this sort of a gang-on mentality. Instead of game-on, it's gang-on. All right, what else?
Let's see. Teresa says, I don't understand why people say this is the same as Caitlyn Jenner. Rachel actively deceived her origin. Jenner did not. I'm surprised how many people meet.
I said that earlier because I didn't say it for that reason. I said it because it's one of those car crash, train wreck, sad. Well, I don't know if it's. Caitlin seems to be happy with what she's done. But it's these stories that don't affect anybody really, but yet you want to get involved in them, or people get involved in them just because they're curious. It's a curiosity. Am I right there? These are the Caitlin thing is
agree.
A curiosity.
I mean, well, I think the Rachel thing is curiosity.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Why would she say someone who's her father who's not?
Not. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's going on with that? 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I have some amazing news for yous. Ready for the warm weather? Got a thicker, fuller head of hair than you did last year because you took my advice and bought Provia during the wintertime and cleansed your scalp. Got rid of the gluck that fills the pores on your beautiful head so that the follicles of hair that are growing under your scalp can come through again. You did that during the winter. Hooray for you! Now, if you didn't take my advice, if your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on your brush than on your head, then perhaps you would like to pick up the phone and give Provia a call this time. According to Uncle Dougie, this is the thing to do. 800-525-8319. Results guaranteed or your money back. Provia truly works miracles. It's easy to use. The results are incredible. You'll feel like a brand new person with all that hair. It is a superb product. 800-525-8319 to prove to yourself that it doesn't make a difference whether you're a gentleman or a lady. Works. Cut color, hair, treated hair, make a difference. 800-525-8319. Come down on the side of you and your looks. Order today and get a powerful blend of their super concentrate for faster, more visible results. 800-525-8319. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get upgraded to priority shipping free. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back from Provia.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fall into the gap now, get to the gap.
We got four tons of Levi's waiting for you.
At the gap now, fall into the gap.
It's the world's greatest collection. It's true.
At the gap now, fall into the gap.
Whatever your shape, sex or size,
we got your favorite Levi's jeans. At the gap now, shoot off the gap, gap. Fall into
the gap. Now, you could, perhaps the discerning listener could tell that wasn't a real contemporary commercial. You think, Kenny, or do you think that folks listening thought that was just another one of those commercials from the Doug Steffen Good Day program?
I think it sounded like it might have been a few years old.
No. The gap in the news today, because according to the story that we posted from today's show at DougSteffen.com, they're planning to close one-fourth of their stores in North America over the next couple of years, affecting thousands of jobs. The brand is struggling. I thought the Gap was one of the big, maybe this tells me or tells you where I am. I have remembered many a time that I've gone to the Gap, buy a shirt or a pair of pants or something. So are they just, is it because there are plenty of other stores like that and they do it better? Is that where the Gap is not as competitive as it used to be? Is that the deal? Is that?
I think it's because people can buy clothes online.
Really? So is this the fate of every retailer? Everybody going to close down? Everybody going to buy?
So is it just the actual stores, the brick and mortar stores?
Yes.
They're not doing well online either?
Well.
Or they are?
I don't get that, actually, reading the story or the information that we have at DougSteffen.com. I don't get the company is not doing well with what they're selling online. Maybe they aren't selling enough online, is that it? Or they're depending
too much? No, they're not selling enough. They're not selling enough in the brick and mortar
stores. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have 141,000 people working for the Gap, big company. And now they will lay off some of the corporate people. And obviously people in these stores. So, you will not be able to as easily fall into the Gap.
Do you guys shop at the Gap?
I have, it doesn't happen to be, it's not Meredith's choice, so probably wouldn't go there much, but
yeah.
Follow the leader. 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
What do we have to celebrate today? I find myself, whenever I hear something from Greece, to be put in a good mood. Frankie Valli sang the theme song, the film adaptation of Grease, which had been successful on Broadway, opened on this date in 1978 with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, who is responsible for our thoughts of the day today. Fight each round, take it on the chin, and never, never, never give in. That's Olivia on her approach to breast cancer. Here she is with John Travolta. You're the one that I want from Grease. Bring it up there, Kara. Didn't it put you in a good mood? Or does Summer Nights put you in a better place? What do you think? So, even if the show hadn't been a success, these songs, all three of them, were so successful that they made a jillion, well, not a jillion, but they all went platinum, I think. 2 million plus copies of them so when they first came out. So that's kind of a nice
thing. You know, it's great. We all liked this movie so much that we just suspended disbelief in the fact that they were nowhere near high school age, the actors.
It's called acting.
Is that right? They just acted younger?
Acting. That's all it is. Okay. Acting. All right, 25 after the hour. Speaking of actors, a lot of people think, and sometimes guys like Fallon, all three of them, though. Conan O'Brien has acted in some stuff, hasn't he? Kenny, do I remember him? Not much.
Yeah. He wrote. He's more of a writer.
Jimmy Fallon certainly has acted, and Seth Meyers as well. So let's have some late-night smiles from Conan and Jimmy and Seth.
It is official. Jeb Bush is running for president. Yeah. Well, this is the interesting thing. Today, Jeb Bush announced he's running for president on Snapchat. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, by using Snapchat, Bush's message will disappear after 10 seconds, just like the excitement over his campaign. Hillary Clinton taking some flack. Yeah. This morning, Mitt Romney essentially called Hillary Clinton an elitist who doesn't believe what she's saying. Yeah. In other words, Mitt endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, I read that almost 5,000 people attended Hillary's official campaign kickoff this weekend right here in New York City. 5,000 people, but since it's New York, most of them just saw a line and got in it. Like, what is it? After 6 months of speculation, Jeb Bush finally announced this morning that he's running for president. Finally announced he's running for president. Based on that applause, I'm going to say running's about all he'll do. Hillary Clinton has released a 14-song Spotify playlist to go along with her 2016 campaign. This is the weird part, though. It's just Eye of the Tiger 14 times. That's where she's at. Right. How badly she wants this. Something they have in common, Hillary and Jeb, is both Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush are using their first names on the campaign trail to distance themselves from their last names. And Rick Perry is using his first name because he can't remember his last name.
All right. On the more serious side, from her daytime talk program, Wendy Williams answered an audience member's questions about a single person feeling excluded from family activities.
I grew up in a really large family, but I'm the only one that's like single with no children. So I go to all the big family events, of course. But when it comes to small events and certain vacations, I don't get the memo. So my question would be, should I be offended that I'm the single girl that's not being invited?
Yes, because you know what? Just because you're single, Tessa, doesn't mean you don't give good gifts and good hugs to the kids.
Right.
I bet you're the first one to be down on the ground playing jacks with them and stuff, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, so...
Or spending money.
But the thing is that they don't know unless you speak up. I think that this is an honest mistake that a lot of parents make, not including the single people. So don't be offended by them, but speak up and let them know.
Speak up. Let them know. That's what we do here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're speaking up all the time. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, based on the GOP scandal machine against Hillary in the past few months, is she any less of a favorite to be the next president?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great! And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. After the recent Republican attacks on Hillary Clinton, on Benghazi, emails, sleazy big speeches, the Clinton Foundation, has or will she be damaged by this or not so much?
So far, they've unloaded very early on this. I mean, you know, as my view is that the Clinton Cash Book was a project of the Koch brothers. They invested millions in a nonprofit called the Government Accountability
Joe
Institute.
Joe just did air quotes, radio listeners.
Yeah, a nonprofit called the Government Accountability Institute, which is where Peter Schweitzer, the author of that book, has worked for the last several years. It doesn't exist to do anything except attack Democrats and mainly this book.
I think by the end of this election process, the public will arrive at the view. They had a Bill Clinton when he was president. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're not truthful people. They're not people who are scrupulous about money. On the other hand, to the people who will decide the election, the economically hard-pressed voters, and this is a message I give to my Republican friends, if offered the choice between an ethically challenged person who won't take away your health care coverage and an upright, flinty model of probity who will take away your health insurance, people will choose the former.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison of The National Memo Online.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, info wrestler, you and yours, and the $9 billion man. Come and get your love.
Yes, it's Trump Tuesday.
Yes, it is Trump Tuesday. The big announcement today, I've changed my hair color. And other things will be obvious when he gets into that group of 20 or 30 or 40. The other night, or the other day, Jim Bohannon was making some jokes at the Talkers Convention on Friday about the number of Republicans or just people in general who are running for a higher public office. And the number is in the thousands, it would seem. The only people who weren't running were the people in that room. What does he offer? Let's find out from Molly, who is excited. Oh, maybe not. How about we go to Ken, who's more excited about Donald?
I'm excited for the comic
Trump.
Relief.
Yes, I understand.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly how I feel.
All right. Well, that comic relief or not, he still is a force to be reckoned with for maybe all the right reasons and a few of the wrong reasons. He's a businessman. He's a reality television star. He's a master of self-promotion. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ken Kessler.
Yay!
Oh, why, thank you.
Awesome.
No, I just think that the Donald is so thin-skinned that when things get rolling and he starts getting questions that he doesn't want.
For example, he's going to be required to release a personal financial disclosure that would reveal all the details of his personal finances, his net worth, his source of income, his liabilities, his assets. I remember when Howard Stern wanted to run for governor of New York, and actually he stood a pretty good chance of winning as an independent. It was a lot of support, but he doesn't want to have people know what his business is, and that is what gets in the way of good people running. I suppose
that you want to know what people are all about, what motivates them, what their influences are in terms of how would they be influenced by the kind of investments they have or where the bulk of their money is and yada, yada. We see a lot of the corruption anyway, and all that information doesn't seem to make much difference. So, but that would be something, Kenny, I think you would find him being thin-skinned about. What else?
Oh, gosh, I think anything, if anybody wants to talk about his past, his finances have been up and down over the years, the nature of business.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like to talk about the problems he's had, bankruptcies he's had.
All right, let's picture him in the debates. Why not? Just for fun. Just picture the Donald in the debates.
Yeah.
And there are how many people on stage, however many of them there are.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, this guy has a lot of support. There are a lot of people who like him, what he has to say, how he presents himself. And I would tell you that I'm, of all of the people that are running, I have the slightest idea who I'd vote for. I probably, if push came to shove, with all of the candidates that I see there right now, I probably would vote for Hillary Clinton with lots of reservation. That doesn't mean that I don't like... all of the Republicans that have declared themselves right now, all of them, I know a lot about most of them, and that means that I don't like them. Scott Walker intrigues me to a point, because I don't know that much about him, and maybe that's why he's more refreshing and more interesting. Rand Paul, let's see, if Rand Paul were really a serious candidate, I would be behind him lock, stock, and barrel, because I think he really does. He personifies, he presents, he is in a dignified way, which is more than you can say for the Donald. He really does. He is very articulate on the issues that I feel are most important, and I agree with him pretty much most of the time. And so if he were the candidate, boy, would I be enthusiastic. If he's not the candidate, then the rest of these clowns, unless I can get Scott Walker to sort of make sense to me, and it's real early. I mean, what the heck? Look at the time. This is like nonsense talk. It's June of the year before the election. It's nonsense, all of this stuff. Barack Obama was nowhere to be found in June of, 2007?
So does that mean it's more show business than actually?
And that's why the Donald will be
books.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
There's no business like show business.
Donald is the Liberace of politics.
Good. That's great. Where'd you get that?
That's terrific.
That is terrific.
I just said it.
Candelabra. Get the candelabra. That's perfect.
Minus the talent, of course.
Yeah, he's got a lot of talent. He does.
Oh, he might have some money-making talent, but he has Liberace's talent. Liberace
good,
was talent.
Can Donald Trump play the piano? No. Can he play with people? Yes. He's a master of manipulation.
I don't know that he plays well with others.
I didn't play well with others. Didn't say that.
No.
He didn't play well with others at all. He plays with people. He's a manipulator.
Yes.
He's a master manipulator, and thus makes a great politician, because most politicians are not truthful. They are manipulative and manipulators. So, in that way, he makes for something good, interesting.
Well, that's kind of what politics is, isn't it?
Sad, isn't
it? It's rarely just being direct.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what else, Kenny? Anything that makes it...
Well, can you just see him in the debate? Because in the debate, you have to let other people talk, and he's not big on that
either. Not big on that either, no.
Now, the moderator would ask him a question, and he'd just go, "You're fired."
Right.
Yeah.
That would be,
yeah.
be in that sense.
Here's why that's a stupid question.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of what seems to be stupid or maybe silly, there is a study out on chimpanzees and drinking. Now, I couldn't remember off the top of my head. I remember laughing about this and talking to some people about it, but sometimes the line is blurred between what I do on the air and what I talk about in my own life, to the point where I don't remember whether we talked about the 17-year study of chimpanzees and the observations that have come from it, including the fact that animals drinking fermented palm sap, which is what they gave to these chimpanzees, allowed or encouraged the chimps to exhibit visible signs of inebriation. Huh? 85 milliliters of alcohol was given on a regular basis to these individual chimpanzees, which is the equal of a bottle of wine. The team found that the naturally fermented sap produced about 3% alcohol, visible signs of inebriation. They included falling asleep shortly after drinking, or as humans might call it, passing out. The study shows evidence of long-term and recurrent drinking marks the first time researchers have recorded and measured apes voluntarily consuming alcohol. They show a picture of an ape sucking this stuff out of a glass through a straw. This is progress, folks.
Does it say what they were trying to learn from this study?
That chimpanzees have the same observable aftermath of drinking too much as do humans. That's the whole point of all of this. So, there you go, boys and girls, moms and dads.
Did you see the latest information on captive chimps? They've been put on the endangered species list?
No, really?
Yeah.
How
this
come?
Just, well, Jane Goodall, who you know has done a lot of work with chimps, basically spearheaded this.
Yeah.
And it's been announced that they are now categorizing captive chimpanzees as endangered species subject to legal protections.
Mm.
So it will bar most invasive research on the chimps.
Wow. Well, we have a facility down the road from me that Harvard owns that's been doing research on chimpanzees and other quadrupeds for years, and the protests are almost every weekend there to the point where they had to put a guard shack out to keep the protesters away from all of the, you know, the hoopla of what goes on inside. So that's that story. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Maybe we'll get him to comment on booze and chimpanzees, but he has other information for us, focusing on your heart, the CVS takeover of the Target pharmaceutical business, and whether or not heartburn can be cured in ways that don't involve drugs. All coming up next year on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some practical presents to show appreciation to dear old dad. Give dad one of the latest Intel-powered devices. The Dell Venue 8 7000 is the world's thinnest tablet at just 6 millimeters. It's powered by Intel's Atom processor and features Intel RealSense Snapshot for creative image editing. The ultra-thin touchscreen Lenovo Yoga 3 Pro is a 2-in-1 device powered by the Intel Core M processor and features 4 modes, laptop, tablet, tent, and stand. Seagate's wireless mobile storage allows you to securely store and stream movies, songs, photos, and files to up to 3 mobile devices anytime, anywhere. It features 500 gigs of capacity and 6 long hours of battery life. It's available at BestBuy.com and Best Buy retail stores. Keurig's new 2.0 K250 brews both a single cup and a 4-cup carafe. It features over 500 beverage options from 70-plus brands, including the new Green Mountain Coffee Organic line. Keurig 2.0 brewing technology reads the lid of each K-cup pod to brew the perfect beverage. It's available now in 7 unique colors for just $119. The iHome IBT12 sound flask features one of the thinnest speakers in the world, delivering powerful stereo sound. This rechargeable Bluetooth wireless speaker delivers 8 hours of playback time and includes a speakerphone, carrying case, and carabiner clip. The larger IBT32 adds a USB port to charge devices, 4 speakers, and a slightly larger battery. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 GT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long.
Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
A special time now, 15 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a gentleman that I listen to a great deal when it comes to my health and well-being, and he's here a couple times a week to help you with your health and well-being. He's the author, along with his wife, I suppose author is the best way of putting it, the creator of the Forbidden Doctor podcasts, which you can get by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of great information every week, tens of thousands of people listening to this around the country and around the world. You might want to join that. It's free. The Forbidden Doctor, information every week to help you with your medical problems and ideas, ForbiddenDoctor.com. So we were just talking about this study where chimpanzees were like humans. They enjoyed booze. You don't seem to be too enthralled with that because it's old news. You say there are other animals that like drink booze?
Well, yes. There's a high sugar content, a high carbohydrate content from the grain, from the malt.
Okay.
From the hops, and so that's what's attractive to them. They'll, you know, they'll just like us. They'll eat anything that's sweet.
Yes. Okay. Next.
All right. Next.
Drugstore chain CVS acquiring Target's pharmacy and clinical business. So, what does this mean for people who are? Why would this make a difference? I'm more concerned about what people get for supplements than I am drugs, because drugs are going to be the same price no matter what. How competitive is the supplement business that's based around what CVS sells, what Target sells, what you find in the big box stores, versus what you can order online from Standard Process or Lifetime or Life Extension or whatever that company is?
Most of these supplements are synthetic. They have no real food base to it. And so when we take these synthetic vitamins, the body doesn't really recognize them. They end up getting a drug kick from it instead.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No, really?
Vitamins only come from food, from the plant kingdom, or something that ate the plant kingdom. And vitamins A, D, E, and K only come from an animal.
I eat things from the plant kingdom, and that means I can become a vitamin. Yes, well, next. What?
That was funny, but
thank you.
The fact remains is that we were designed to get our nutrition from food,
yes,
not chemical powders from a laboratory.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, in other words, what Jack's telling you is don't get your supplements from Target or CVS either. Whether you get other things there is up to you. So, this heartburn question, speaking of drugs, what's the best way? There was a study released last week suggesting that these drugs carry a heightened risk of heart attack. You, I believe, have one of the already in the can, so to speak, Forbidden Doctor podcasts focusing on this, because it's all about acid, it's reflux. Mine, as you know, is caused by my flapper in my stomach not operating quite well, as well as it might. So that stuff that's in your stomach gets up into your esophagus, causes a lot of pain, uncomfort. The way to get rid of it isn't by taking the popular over-the-counter medications.
We usually get heartburn, not because we have too much acid, but because we don't have enough acid.
Really?
And the modern-day diet that we have does not stimulate the release of pepsin and a very, very poor amount of hydrochloric acid. And until the contents of the stomach have been sufficiently acidified, in other words, the proteins are being broken down into peptides and amino acids, the contents of the stomach will not be released into the small intestine before its time, just like aging a wine. And so that stuff sits there in the stomach and it ferments and it starts forming unnatural acids. And as a result, you get that volcano of these unnatural acids blowing up the esophagus, and that's where most reflux problems come from. And if people will take a good, strong digestive enzyme with their meals when they're eating fats and proteins, especially if they mix proteins with carbohydrates, they mix meat with potatoes or with bread or something like that, two things that simply do not go together in the stomach, but I know that's the American diet. And when those things come together in the stomach, the digestive pathway of the potato is totally different than the digestive pathway of the steak or the roast beef or the prime rib, whatever else. And so that stuff just sits there and ferments and forms these gases. But if we took some digestive enzymes before we ate it and then some digestive enzymes after we ate it, people will find that even long-term use of an antacid, their need for it will disappear very quickly.
Wow. All right, so you can check that out. Download that podcast. There are a lot of them there. Join the tens of thousands who have signed up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Technology time. It's Tech Talk time, as a matter of fact. 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Lots of things going on in the consumer world. Greg Stebbin is here. He is the master from Men's Health Magazine. He's the tech editor there. He is the person responsible for our thought from the day. Yesterday, Abraham Lincoln said the problem with quotes found on the internet is that they are often not true.
Abraham Lincoln said that?
I don't think that's true.
Ah!
I challenge that
really?
Quote.
I saw it on the internet.
I think he actually said it on Facebook.
Not so.
On the internet.
Okay. All right. We'll get to the amazing questions that come about as a result of Mr. Stebbin being in the position he's in, which is on top of the world, in just a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit QuickenLoans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home law number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. Microsoft, the older Xbox 360 games, working on the new Xbox One by adding some sort of compatibility. Microsoft hopes gamers can ditch their old consoles for the newer one. I'm looking askance at Microsoft products. Not that I've ever used anything that was like Xbox, but how important is it? What does Apple offer in competition for this?
Doug, you know, when you interviewed me for this job, you forgot to ask one really important question.
Do you care?
About gaming. I have never in my life gamed.
Really?
And I never will.
Jenny,
I don't mind if others game. Yeah. I'm just not a gamer.
Well, what I find interesting is that the president on House of Cards is a gamer. If you've watched that
show.
Yeah,
he's a hardcore gamer.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
right.
I get gaming. I understand why people like it.
Yeah.
I am not a gamer.
All right, so Kenny, do you know the answer to that, or am I trapping and putting everybody in a corner that they can't get out of?
I'm not familiar with any kind of gaming stuff that Apple has been into.
Mm-hmm. So Xbox 360 games, working on the new Xbox One. Is that important? I suppose it is.
It is. I know enough about gaming to know that it is very important to gamers. Mm-hmm. And what is happening in the gaming world is that it's beginning to blur with the rest. I mean,
that's
all,
what I was thinking. Yeah,
all
right.
Entertainment
yeah.
is becoming one. So
right. yeah.
you can take
Same
your
devices.
Gaming device and
yeah.
watch movies. You'll be
yeah.
able to, I suspect, take your movie-watching device and game. Mm-hmm. And that is good for the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably good for Microsoft. In fact, I think gaming is probably one of the places where Microsoft has really excelled,
mm-hmm.
in contrast to being in the operating system for PCs
right.
and phones.
Where they suck. Okay.
Okay.
So the message from Twitter is, we're jealous. They only have 302 million users, whereas Facebook has about billion and a half. Why is that? We tend to get more information, Kenny, don't we, from Twitter? Or do we seem to like more what comes on Twitter to us than the stuff on Facebook? Or is it about equal?
Well, Twitter, you can search for comments about particular topics.
Ah.
Well, you know, the thing is, Twitter and Facebook seem like they're very similar, but they're actually completely different.
Yeah.
And when you understand the difference, which is hard because Twitter's almost like oxygen,
yeah.
you begin to realize Twitter will never catch up to Facebook.
Uh-huh. It's a good usable. It keeps messages short and keeps us thinking about how to keep our messages short.
And how to destroy the...
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.